KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building, the National Weather Service has canceled the freeze warning that was in effect for Cass and some area counties off to our north and east and southeast. Also, a frost advisory has been canceled. Freeze warning continues, though, until 8 o'clock for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says she's not going to self-isolate after being in close contact with Vice President Mike Pence. One of Pence's staffers tested positive for COVID-19. Ernst was tested Friday before boarding Air Force Two with Pence to come to Iowa. A spokesperson for Ernst told KCCI-TV that Ernst tested negative and followed all the guidance from the vice president's office and medical team. The spokesperson said that Ernst has not been advised to self-isolate and does not plan to at this time. Shortly before making the flight to Iowa, it was confirmed that Pence's press secretary, Katie Miller, tested positive for COVID-19. She did not join Pence's staff on Air Force Two, but did have contact with six people scheduled to be on the trip. And according to officials, those six people have tested negative. After record flooding in western Iowa much of last year, runoff into the Missouri River system is expected to be above normal again this year, but experts say the runoff will be well contained in the reservoir system. Kevin Grody with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Omaha says, "We've already had a couple of relatively dry months, and that's been a big help."
Below normal precipitation in April led to below average runoff in most of the upper basin. Precipitation in the upper basin has been well below normal, with some areas of the Dakotas receiving less than half their normal precipitation.
Grody says the runoff forecast has been dramatically reduced. It originally called for 3.2 million acre feet of runoff during April, but they recorded about 1.3 million acre feet less.
The 2020 calendar year runoff forecast for the upper Missouri River Basin above Sioux City, Iowa, is 32.2 million acre feet, or 125% of average.
Grody says the Corps of Engineers is still expecting above normal runoff each month this year.
Even with the below normal precipitation that we've seen above average runoff in each of the first 4 months of the year due to the very wet soil conditions. We are still forecasting slightly above average runoff for each of the remaining months in 2020.
Grody says above normal river releases all winter allowed the Corps to add more flood storage capacity in its upstream reservoirs. Well, the U.S. government is going to start buying $3 billion worth of meat, dairy, and produce from farmers to supply food banks. The announcement came after Vice President Mike Pence heard sobering assessments of the farm economy during a forum in West Des Moines on this past Friday. Senator Chuck Grassley said the farmers are losing a lot of money.
Things aren't very good out there on the farm.
Senator Joni Ernst says farmers from corner to corner of the state are impacted.
Hearing the distress in the voice coming from our beef cattle producers, our dairy farmers, our egg and poultry farmers, especially our hog farmers, even those folks engaged in row crops and biofuels like ethanol.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says farmers are experiencing a perfect storm with a pandemic in the middle of a trade war with China.
We had high hopes, and now we're wondering whether or not the president's going to be able to keep their feet to the fire and make them come good on their commitments of buying $40 billion worth of agricultural products.
Duvall and both of Iowa's U.S. senators also called for an investigation of allegations that meat packers are engaged in price fixing. Well, in area news from over the weekend, Cumberland Rescue and Medevac were dispatched a little after 6 a.m. Sunday to a reported rollover accident with injuries. The accident involving a 2004 Chevy Colorado registered to a subject out of Fontenelle happened at 685-26 690th Street. Two people inside the vehicle were said to have been outside the pickup, with a female complaining at the time about head pain. Authorities say at least one person was transported to Greenfield. We look for more details on that later today. Authorities say a fleeing motorist has been killed in a crash in north downtown Omaha. The World Herald reports that Carter Lake police had been in a pursuit of 30-year-old Brittany Madsen when she crashed at around 4 a.m. Saturday. She was the only person inside the car and was ejected. Medics declared Madsen dead at the scene. An autopsy was scheduled for yesterday. An investigation into the crash is ongoing. A grand jury will be convened because Madsen died during a police pursuit. Officials with Pottawatomie County Public Health on Saturday said there were four new COVID-19 cases confirmed, all of which are residents of Council Bluffs. The new cases included three females and one male. Two of the individuals are 18 to 40 years of age and two are 41 to 60. A total of COVID-19 cases in Pottawatomie County, as last report, stood at 84. 44 individuals were self-isolating, two were hospitalized, 36 recovered, and there were two deaths. The Iowa Department of Public Health and Page County Public Health on Saturday identified an additional case of COVID-19 in Page County, bringing the total number of positive cases there to 10 at last report. The individual is a middle-aged adult, 41 to 60. The patient has contracted the virus via community spread and was at home in isolation. In the funeral announcements, Darlene Ione Hylison, age 90, of Harlan, died Wednesday at her home. Private family graveside services for Darlene Hylison will be held today in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Glee Mickelson, age 102, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen House. Graveside services for Glee Mickelson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery, with social distancing guidelines followed. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Cyril Cy Butler, age 94, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Harlan. Graveside service for Cy Butler with social distancing will be today at 2 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Doris Grieve, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A visitation for Doris Grieve will be held on Thursday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Her family will not attend the visitation. Private family services will be held at a later date. And Bob Hazard, age 71, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. Services for Bob Hazard are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Tyrone Ty Scheffler, age 81, of Harlan, died Thursday. A celebration of life for Ty Scheffler will be at a later date. The Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Marvin Charles Darrington, age 97, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Memorial services for Marvin Darrington will be held at a later date. The Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.